Have the husband and wife relationships of the quote, higher beings, been compromised? Have those created to be together by the one parted ways because they reject their duties? If so, on which side of this rift do you reside? Is your God the self-existent one?
Again, there is confusion about higher beings and the souls in bodies, be it bloodline or not. Higher beings and souls are different entities. Higher beings do not enter bodies in this era, which lasted longer than you think. They are incorporeal, do not experience this world like we do. Souls are corporeal, we are in this material, physical plane and experience its low frequencies as reality, although we may float above it and experience the higher realm too. I should talk about this briefly. You are not in the body but encompass and envelop it while being present in another invisible body which consists of similar elements to the soul, which is you. Yet this invisible body is entangled with the physical plane. This is very important for you to understand, and connects with the visible body through energies transmitted by the invisible body to the brains, heart and areas in the spine. Hence we, as souls, may control the body and its functions, making us experience this realm. Souls are dual, meaning you are also somewhere else, waiting to be united in another realm. Some bloodlines refuse their duties just like non-bloodlines do, suffering the consequences connected to it. Many bloodlines do not know either. The quote, rift, is not where you think it is on a personal level, meaning me and you too. I am from a minority within the faction which is getting smaller. I explained why the word quote, God, is not used for its traps in the meaning. The one is self-existent, pure, good and indeed the one who creates the good.
Insider. Are you saying here that the quote, old, ways were based on truth and were correct? Should we seek the old ways and follow them? Is being in harmony with the quote, mother, something we should seek? Is the Divine One more interested in our hearts or our minds? Which is stronger? Were the teachings of Jesus regarding love a message that we should pay attention to? Are we stronger than you as a collective? Are we imprisoned here because of our quote, sinful nature or because of our lack of understanding?
The first appearances of knowledge are closer to the truth than the latter ones. Think of the ripple created in a pond when throwing something in it. The further the waves get from the core, the weaker they are, finally stopping. 4,000 years ago is relatively young in this era. Wrong translations, wrong interpretations and additions, deletions will mislead you. Therefore search for the mind of the universe which will enable you to pick out the truths and later on directly pass it through. Being in harmony with everything the divine law is providing us with which were designed to realize our return without interpreting it in human terms. The Divine One is, there is no quote interested, quote wanting, etc. Although its emanations, manifestations, characteristics may act according to the One. We do not have a mind, we may interact with the mind which may allow us to become one with it. To have something is owning it. Owning means mastering it or having it under your control at the least. We do not master the mind, neither do we control it. Most confuse using intelligence with having a mind while using the intelligence is merely an operation granted to us by the mind. A soul does have different essences, it consists out of certain quote, parts covers. Although it is one being. One of them could be called the heart, that which connects to the spring of life which keeps us alive, provided by the one through its emanations. All essences are as important. Listen to this slowly. Love, it is not to be understood in human terms, that is the corrupt version. The teachings of the real Christ are not the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, although the latter adopted many from the former. I remember I would not mention it again, but this context needs it. The Christ has a different name, but I will use this term because that is what people are familiar with. The message was there since the real Christ revealed itself in another era than ours. Jesus of Nazareth was part of our era. There is a difference in the way it is being spread in Christianity and it is corrupt. Without the appearance of the real Christ on earth we would not know how to return for the divine law which through the universal mind allows us to ascend, was revealed by the real Christ. Where we are, what, who, how, why, when, all revealed by it in accordance to the will of the good one and the real Christ should get all the praise, it is crucial. Not that it needs your praise, higher beings don't need us for anything in our present form, but it is a way to let it be known that you are conscious about it. You need the recognition that it grants you. Divinity can make one human be stronger in every way than all humans combined. What I am allowed to tell is that you are still here because of your lack of understanding. Do not think in quote as, but quote I. The quote as will come later in another realm.
If the quote Christ came in another era, why did he fail his mission?
Be careful with what you say, you are harming yourself. The real Christ did its duty fully and successfully, now it is your turn. If you fail, do not blame the divine. Divinity is blameless in earthly matters. When you get sunburned, do you blame the sun which maintains life on earth and beyond, or do you blame yourself for laying hours doing nothing on the beach without protection? This will be my last statement, it is done. This was according to the divine law which is above my family or anyone on earth and beyond. The minority passes it on when ordered by the higher beings, understand this. There are two undesired movements which were known to happen to me. I would have stayed longer, although most areas have been covered. I answered as much as I was allowed to in the simplest manner I could. I had to write fast for a reason. If you choose to thank every day the good one where everything has its beginning for being, for its divine law providing you with a chance to return to your original state, the realm you truly belong to, for its power of necessity applying the justified corrections that you experience every day. Praise the higher beings who operate according to the one's divine law, which are manifestations and emanations of the one, for providing the means of life in all areas. Sustaining them and providing these means for your benefit, guiding you to the release and more. When addressing divinity, be careful to articulate well, do not demand, tell, beg, order, suggest, ask. Which are abhorrences, just state and your duty. Understand the questions I raised by answering you, I said more than you heard, pass it on. Return.